there seems to be a lot of new information coming out all the time on new guidelines and new things that's been proposed from the Department of Transport, and looking for the support. But especially since COVID, there is so many people coming for driving tests. Number one, they mightn't have driven in COVID times and they would have got their permit extended. But now they're coming up. Like, I would have people on a regular basis that might be holding a permit over 20 years. So, like, the RSA has reached out to a lot of these people and says, okay, you come for your test or whatever, and accommodated them as best they can. And I have seen, as I said, since COVID, a lot of more mature drivers going for their test and going through. But to think that if somebody over 6 years, like, they might have medical reasons, they could have a reason that they mightn't have been on the road. You know, there's so many different aspects that would need to be looked into before any kind of legislation would be passed on that.
And it's becoming more and more expensive now than ever probably before to learn how to drive.
Very, as we've said before on previous comments, like, it is very, very expensive. Like, to go and do your theory test and then your learner permit, your lessons. Like, I remember the minimum of 12 lessons. Like, especially young people, they don't have the support at home. Like, not everyone's insured in a vehicle because that's quite expensive. You know, all these things are going up. Car insurance has gone up. A lot of things have gone up to leave it very expensive. It's nearly like they don't want anybody driving cars anymore. So, like, but to start a process again, say, for example, you have a young family, a couple, young family. They have enough bills going out the door without having to go back and set a theory test as well. The other thing that would distress me about that in older people, especially older people, would be, like, a lot of people have relearning difficulties and maybe spelling difficulties. It's the way the theory test is worded. Some people would find that very complex. So to ask somebody to go back and start that there, it's like Jeep and Trailer. The boys and ladies that come to the Jeep and Trailer have to redo a theory test for the category to tow a trailer if they hadn't done a theory since 2011. Now then people come for a driving test and they're fantastic. They're towing all the time. But the one block that gets them people is the theory test. So it's bringing unnecessary stress to the people. They know it, they can say it. But to start that process again of the whole learning would be very, very hard on somebody.